Hey yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. So we're talking about money. Making money in 2025, I'm going to dive straight into this, because if you do not believe that you can make money online, then you're not going to take the actions that you need to take, right, to make it happen. And really, that belief, it's a limiting belief, it's holding you back, you know, and it's actually, it starts to create this self-fulfilling prophecy, right? We don't believe we can make money online, so we don't do the things that we need to do in order to make money online. And, you know, I've been in this space with you yoga teachers now for some time, 8 years, and so I see it. This disbelief, it runs deep. Yes, I see you showing up and you want to build your business and you want to, you know, help people, you want to create an impact, and you're really dreaming of being able to build this online business that's thriving, yet you're hesitating to take that first step because somewhere inside you're convinced that it won't work. You might not want to admit that to the world, but on a subconscious level, that's what's happening. And I get it because I've been there, right? 10 years ago, before I'd even made, you know, my first pound or dollar online, I'd spent time, you know, procrastinating, and I was really consumed in this belief that that success wasn't possible for me. It was at the time when I was really exploring the online space, right? I'd been in marketing for a long, long time in the corporate world. So I had the marketing knowledge, but I was really diving into this new online course digital space and, you know, looking at other course creators and seeing that they were making, you know, big money online. But it was hard for me to see myself there. And it's taken some time to shift that belief. If you're struggling to believe that you're not gonna make that amount of money or reach that financial goal, or maybe you put that number out there like some of you are sharing with me today, and yet there's still this sense of, can I really do that? It's common, right? It's definitely, definitely common. It's incredibly common to feel like that. You know, especially we're in this space, you know, this online space where people are talking about six-figure months and six-figure this, six-figure that, like we hear it. And so it's easy to be skeptical of that. And so what we need to do is we need to break it down into something more tangible, right? You know, if you're looking at someone else who's saying, you know, 100k a month or 100k years, and you're thinking, God, that's not possible for me. Okay, well, look at it. How can you make it more tangible? How can you look at that can you look at that number and say, okay, maybe it's possible in a year, right? Maybe, you know, do you believe you could make 100k in a year, for example? And that's where I really started on this journey. You know, how much do I believe that I can make in a year? It's not about plucking a number out of thin air. You know, of course you need to do your sums, right? And that's what this is about, isn't it? It's about shifting your mindset. It's about recognizing that there may be things that are holding you back, that you may have some beliefs that you need to look at, and then taking some actions and doing some work around those beliefs to actually shift them. And so, you know, if I look at my own journey, and as I say, you know, I've been running Digital Yoga Academy now for 8 years. This is my eighth year. But when I first started on this journey, I'd ask myself, like, how much do I believe I can make in a year? And, you know, if you're launching online courses, right? Most of you here are looking at launching online courses. You're in this community here with me. you're looking at launching an online course. And so fortunately, we have data available in this space, right? In this digital space where we're launching online courses, there's data available. We know that, you know, conversion rates are around 3-5%, okay? So for the people that go through your launch activity with you, 3-5% of those people are going to convert. And it might not seem a lot, but let's say, let's keep the numbers simple. Let's say you've got 100 people who go through your launch, and let's say you convert at 5%, okay, and your course is priced at $500, right? That's what I teach you inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, to create a course that's worth, or that's priced at least $500. Well, that's your first $2,500, isn't it? Okay, so it's a numbers game. Yeah, it's a numbers game. And, you know, if you have, well, you've got the numbers that you need to look at. Okay, so write this down if you don't know. The numbers you need to look at, it's like the number of people who are going through your launch, i.e. the number of people on your email list. Yeah. And you've got the price of your course, and then you've got the conversion rate, okay? And the beauty of this, right, the magic of this, is that you're not just going to launch that course once, you're going to launch that course again and again and again and again. You're building an asset, you're creating an asset, and you're launching it again and again. And so the more you launch, the better you get at launching, which means your conversion rate increases, okay? So for our live launches, you know, we're now converting. Again, this is 8 years in. I've launched many, many, many times. We're now converting at around 10%. Okay, so if I have 500 people in my launch with me, like in my challenge or my summit or whatever it might be that I'm doing to actually launch my course, and my course is $2,500, right? And I'm converting at 10%. Well, that's 125K now from my launch. So it's a very different story, isn't it? To go from, in the beginning, 2,500. You know, in the beginning, my first ever launch was zero, right? My second launch was $1,300, my second launch. When I launched the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program for the first time, which was a year into my journey, it was a 30K launch. And it's increased time and time since then, okay? You know, in the very beginning, I was testing a lot. And I say this to, you know, those of you who are in the Profitable Yoga with me, Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. This course that you're putting out there, we're not sitting on it. We're not procrastinating on it. We're not thinking, overthinking it. We're getting it out there, because I promise you that that first course that you create is not going to be the course. It's not going to be the same course that you've got 5 years later, that you're launching 5 years later. Trust me, it won't. That first year or even 2 years, there's a lot of testing. Yeah, you may be putting different things out there, and you're refining your message, you're refining your offering, you're growing, you're focusing on growing your community. Yes, there's a lot that happens. And you only do that, that only happens if you take the actions, right? If you actually do the work, if you actually put yourself out there and you launch time and time and time again. But as you do that, you improve, you optimize, your conversion rate increases, you get more people in your community, more people coming through your launch with you. And so you can see how things start to escalate, right? Things start to compound. But they don't get there if you stay stuck. Yeah, and this belief that you can't make money is what's making you stuck, right? It's keeping you here. It's keeping you from taking that first step. And so, you know, if I rewind again, just sharing some of my experiences with this, that first year, my goal was 100K year, you know? It was 100K year. My first year, I didn't reach my goal, but I learned a lot and I built community. And as I said, in year two, I then had that first, you know, big launch of the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. It's been running now for 7 years. It's changed a lot as well. And I made 30K, you know, and I was on track then. I was on track to actually reaching that 100K a year goal. And I started to see how the numbers were stacking up. Yeah, I started to see, okay, Now I can see what numbers I need to be tracking, what I need to be looking at, you know, but I still had a lot of work to do on my beliefs. You know, it's like, okay, if I can make 100K a year, but can I really have a six-figure launch? You know, I remember those days where that did not feel possible. You know, I was looking at that in disbelief. And now it's a very different story, right? We've had multiple six-figure launches. You know, last year, one of our live launches, we'd hit the 100K mark in 3 days of that launch. Did I think that was possible at the start? No, of course I didn't. I didn't think that was possible. You know, I certainly hadn't taken the actions to get there at that stage, but I also hadn't done the mindset work and that energetics work to really be able to expand my, you know, my ability or my capacity to be able to hold that financial wealth, but not just that, to also be able to hold the numbers of people coming through my programs with me, you know, to be able to hold my students and have that space to be able to do that. And so what I say is, like, as you grow, as you grow and as you evolve, it's not really about forcing that belief, is it? You know, and it's easy for us to just say, yeah, okay, I do believe I can reach that financial goal. But do you really believe it? Do you really believe it? You know, we're not forcing it. We're not just saying it, just as we're not just plucking the number out of thin air. You have to believe it. You have to truly believe it, you know? And we're not just forcing. It's more about actually in the beginning finding the point where you do believe. Yeah, and once you're clear on that, you've got something to build on, haven't you? Okay, so maybe I don't believe I can make 100K in a year, but do I believe I could make 100K in 2 years? Yeah, so find that point where you do believe. Or maybe in the beginning, you know, 100K feels a stretch in a year, but do I believe I can make 50K? Like, is that the point where I start to actually believe in something versus I'm saying, oh, I don't believe I can do that? Okay, so really this is about how you can positively frame something. You know, instead of saying, I don't believe I can make it, reframe it. You know, I do believe I could make consistent 5K months a year from now. Like, that's a really good belief to have. If you are starting from scratch, you're starting from the beginning, I believe I could make consistent 5K months a year from now. Okay, what do I need to do in order to make that happen? What do I need to do to ensure that that belief is really instilled and into me and I'm embodying it enough that I'm showing up every day consistently to take the actions that I need to take, right? Is that landing, guys? So remember this belief, it requires actions, doesn't it? You know, you have to take the actions to make it happen. Like the 5K months or 10K months or whatever, 100K months, like they don't just come out of nowhere. You have to show up. You show up. Show up in a bigger way. Be visible. You know, of course, there's going to be chapters of our life where we do take a bit of a back seat. But this is about building foundations, isn't it? You know, so what are you doing to create a foundation for these beliefs to shift over time? And what are you doing to create a foundation in your business so that eventually you can take some time out? You know, it's all about creating that solid foundation, and you do it at the start. You do it at the start. It requires the foundation in your mindset, and it requires the foundation in the strategies. And, you know, if you don't do that, if you don't really focus on that, if you think that this is just about the strategy, you can have the best strategies in the world, but if your mindset isn't there, if you don't truly believe that you can succeed, if you haven't worked on your energetics, if you're not doing all the yoga and meditation that we preach about, like if you're not doing these things, the best strategies are never going to work. Yeah, and you're going to stay really just stuck in that scarcity. Yeah, I could say to you now, well, just stop thinking like that. But I know that it's not enough. It's not. You know, so I want to really just give you these kind of practical tips and to keep reminding you about this, about how important this is. So, you know, none of us is just waking up. We're not just waking up one day and just being confident. Okay, we're going to, you know, and be fearless. And it's just, we're just going to succeed without actually doing that work. Like, if we think that that's how it works, we're going to be waiting, aren't we? Like, that moment doesn't exist. And so what we need to realize as entrepreneurs, which is what you all are, yeah, is that it begins really with that doubt and the fear. You know, everyone starts from this place of uncertainty. Like, that is normal. That's totally normal. And especially you've come from a 9-to-5 or a corporate world where you're an employee, right? So that's a very different mindset, isn't it, to be an employee versus the mindset of an entrepreneur who is not just kind of casting that vision, right, but is also having to kind of steer the boat and take things forward and do the actions to make things happen. And in the beginning, you're kind of on your own doing it as well, right? That's why it's important to be in community like this, so that you feel supported and to have mentors and coaches that are supporting you and other teachers who are also going on this journey with you, because otherwise we're just a lonely entrepreneur trying to work out all these things on our own that we've never done. And we may have been in corporate land for 20 years. Yes, you may have been successful there, but it's a completely different mindset. What do we need to do then? We need to look for evidence, right? And so you can find evidence when you're in community, can't you? When you're in community like this, you can find the evidence that you can achieve your goals, that you can reach those financial goals, instead of just being on your own, focusing on reasons why you can't, because you can't see the evidence in front of you. Like, whatever you're searching for, you're going to find, yeah? So if we are constantly looking for reasons why this success is impossible, and when we're doing this on our own, it's easy for our mindset to go in that place. You know, it's easy to go in a downward spiral of, this isn't working, I'm never going to be able to do this. It's easy to go down that route, you know, versus being here, being in community, you know, where you can see that success and wins are happening, you know, and you can be reminded that you can do it. So it's about searching for proof, isn't it? Searching for that proof that that success is possible and that you're going to get there too. So I want you to just spend some time after listening to me today, just to spend some time looking for people who remind you of yourself and who are succeeding. Yeah, maybe you can look for someone in your niche. Is there another yoga teacher in your niche, in the space that you want to, you know, deliver your, launch your online course? Is there another yoga teacher there who's also doing that, who is successful? Is there another yoga teacher you can look at? It doesn't even have to be a yoga teacher, guys, right? This online space, online course creators, there's online course creators in every single industry, in every single niche. Can you find someone who has success, you know, who maybe also has similar circumstances to you? Maybe you're a parent, right? Maybe you're juggling multiple responsibilities, right? Maybe you're starting from zero. Everyone starts from zero. Yeah, we all start from zero. So look for that. Look for examples of people who have overcome the challenges that you're overcoming, right? Yeah, that you are overcoming. So on our website, we have a page, actually. If you go to the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, on there is success stories at the top. And there's tons of stories there, success stories for you to look at. You know, it's filled with real stories. And, you know, there's big wins there, right? There's big wins. We've got Marilyn, she's had a six-figure year. Maggie, 28K launch. Caroline, 21K launch. Julia, 20 launch. Molly had a 15K launch and then three more. Christina, 32K or 64K. Claire, she had four 10K launches in a row. Vivian, she's had three 10K launches. Like, this is the thing, isn't it? You launch your course, you launch it again and again and again and again. So you're going to see the big wins there. And of course they're big wins, because actually, if you launch your course once, you have success, you're at the beginning. You are actually at the beginning of that journey. Yeah, you've had a journey up until there to get to that, but you're at the beginning of that journey now, right? And so there's still things to learn, there's still things to do, but there's also many, many small wins there. And these smaller wins are actually the ones that I want you to look at. These are the ones that I want you to focus on because they're going to feel more realistic, they're going to feel more attainable. So look for, you know, the ones, the wins that you'll find that are like the 3K launches. Janine is on there. She had a 3K launch with a very small community. She had 48 people go through her launch process with her, her launch activity. It's a 17% conversion rate. Okay, we've got Misty, 6K launch. Megan, 5K. Danny, 5K. Cecilia, 4.5K. Yeah, there's tons there. And as I say, it's the beginning, isn't it? You know, these stories are proving that you can do this. You know, that making money online, you know, it's not just possible, it's actually achievable for you. And, you know, from wherever you're starting from, it's achievable. When is it not achievable? What holds you back? The fear, right? The belief that it's not possible. That is the thing that holds you back. Okay, so look for the evidence and the proof that people are doing it, because they certainly are. Okay, and then work on that belief that you have. Work on that belief. Yeah, if we don't believe it, we're going to block it, aren't we? We're going to block that. You know, we can look at it. You guys can go to the website now. You can look at the stories. But if you don't believe it, even though you can see it's possible, you're going to block it. So you have to do some work on this. You have to identify, you know, what are the things that are holding you back? You know, what are the blocks that you've got? What are the things that you were told as you were growing up? You know, I would hear as I was growing up, it's making money is hard. It's difficult. You know, save your money. Money doesn't grow on trees, right? You probably recognize these things. We heard these things growing up. And for years, you know, I thought that that success meant desperately chasing money, you know, just desperately chasing it. And even when I, you know, started on this course launching journey, feeling desperate to hit those launch goals, because I would see them and I didn't have the belief that I could really reach them. So actually, I was feeling desperate to reach them, desperate to hit them. And money doesn't respond to desperation, does it? You know, what does it respond to? It responds to gratitude and belief, self-belief. When we are desperate, when we're desperate to reach a financial goal, we're attached, aren't we? And what do we know about attachment theory, right? We're attached to the outcome. That attachment has this needy energy to it. Yeah, it's a needy energy, and your community can feel that. Yeah, they'll feel it. They'll feel it in the way you show up. They'll feel it in your emails. They'll feel it in your social posts. Okay? So what do we need to do? We need to drop into gratitude, don't we? We need to drop into gratitude for where you're at right now. Even if you're at the beginning, remember my journey, which I've shared with you today. At the beginning, you know, I was doing all this hustling and testing and trying things out, putting things out there, and wasn't reaching my goals, right? But be grateful for where you are, because that first year is part of your journey, and you need that first year. You need that first year of taking action and trying things out so you can improve, so you have data, so you can launch again, grow the community, get better, optimize, increase your conversion rates, right? It's a process, isn't it? And so know that it's just part of your journey. We hear this, right? Wherever you are is where you're supposed to be, right? It's just part of the journey. And, you know, believing in your success means you show up and you take action. Yeah, that financial goal, whatever it is, but it's coming. Yeah, you don't need to be desperate, right? You don't need to be needy. Like, it's coming as a result of your actions. Yeah, it's coming as a result of your actions. Yeah, that's the shift. We need to know that. The shift in the mindset from that lack to abundance, isn't it? Yeah, you already have the money that you want. Yeah, we start to kind of really sit in that. We just need to recognize it. What do we say? Like, a simple shift is, you might find yourself saying, I'm attracting money. I'm attracting money. But what are we doing there? We're subconsciously affirming that we don't have the money yet. I'm attracting money. Whereas if I believe it, I say, I already have the abundance that I desire. I'm in abundance. I am abundance. Yeah, I'm wealthy. Yeah, I embody the wealth frequency. So there's many, going back to those fears and blocks, just start to do some work around that. Like, what is it that's holding me back? Maybe you think you're going to lose things. So this was another thing that came up for me. If I make a lot of money, then there's a risk that I'm going to lose a lot of money, right? Or maybe, you know, it might not even be the money that you're going to lose. You might be afraid of being judged by others, right? Because now you have to show up in a bigger way, right? If I'm going to make more money, it means that I have to show up online. It means I have to be visible. I'm showing up for more students. I'm creating community. I'm being an authority, right? I'm showing myself as an expert. You know, maybe you think, well, there's fear around that because now I'm going to be judged. Or maybe I'll be cancelled, right? There's all these things that can come up. Maybe you worry about, you know, losing your sense of belonging in your circle. Yeah, that can come up as well. So I really encourage you to spend some time really looking at this. Yeah, to really just taking note of what is it that's holding me back when it comes to my money story or wealth. Right, financial freedom, essentially. There's many weird and wonderful things, you know, beliefs and fears that may be holding you back. And it's going to be different for all of us, but they're very common themes, right? They are the same things, but just really look at that, because otherwise it's going to sabotage your progress. It's going to stop you from taking the actions that you need to take, yeah? This work, guys, is non-negotiable. Yeah, it's non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable. It's definitely an in for 2025. You need to do this work. And you can start now. So the final thing I want to talk about, I want to just share something a bit more practical with you. Okay? The strategies. Yeah, the strategies and the mindset work together. I do believe that it's 80% mindset, 20% strategy. You know, as I said, have the best strategies in the world, but if this isn't fixed, if your mindset isn't, you know, you've not been working on it, those strategies are not going to work. If you're just starting out, then you absolutely need to be focusing on building your community. Yeah, that means building your email list. Yeah, remember that conversion that I talked you through before. But what I see happen is often teachers will stop themselves, right? They'll stop themselves from launching or stop themselves from going through the creation process of their course because they think that they're not ready yet, okay? Or they tell themselves that their community isn't big enough. Yeah, maybe you've been doing this for a while, right? You've been building your community, you've been showing up online, but you're still telling yourself, maybe I'm not expert enough yet. I need to go and do another teacher training, or I need to grow my community more, or I'm just not ready yet. And so what we're doing here is we're unintentionally creating an obstacle that's blocking making sales. Yeah, because you are ready. You are ready. And I'm not talking about the intangible money blocks that we've been going through, right? You know, we've been talking about that. Those are definitely real. But actual roadblocks that stop people from paying you money. Okay, so what if I told you, you're gonna be like, what? What if I told you that the freebies and the webinars and the long email sequences are actually standing between you and the sales that you want? Yes, I said it. You absolutely need those things if you're just starting out. And you do need those things as a business owner. But don't discount that you can send people to a sales page. You can send them to a checkout page. You can do the direct selling. Yeah, it doesn't all have to be behind the scenes, nurture, 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 nurture. Because some people in your community are going to be ready to buy. You know, my main advice is to offer a freebie. Of course you need freebies. That's how you grow your community. You need email sequences to nurture your audience, to get them ready to buy, to slowly warm them up. You know, I teach all of that. But for some people in your community who are ready to buy right now, right, these things are often obstacles that are going to delay things and prevent them from purchasing. Okay, so one of the other things that I teach about inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program is the customer buying decision making process, right? There's going to be people who come into your community who have a problem, but they think the problem is the symptom and their awareness is quite low. And so your job as a business owner, because you're an expert in your topic, is to educate them through your content and to move them forward by helping them to push through limiting beliefs. Right? It's like what I've been doing with you guys today. I'm educating you. I'm helping you to move through limiting beliefs and you get them ready or you move them closer to buying. And maybe that means they get your freebies and they go through your email sequences. There's going to be some people in your community who have done that work already and they're ready to buy. There's going to be some people who just discover you for the first time. And the reason they discover you is because they've been in other communities learning and getting themselves educated and learning about the problem that they have. They've been going through that process and now they're ready to buy. They're looking at other options, right? They're considering what else is out there and they stumble across you. Do you think they now want to get your freebie and, you know, go through that awareness process and go through your email sequence? No, they want to buy now. So what do you have that you can sell to them now? Or are you hiding those things because you think that that direct selling is salesy and icky? Boom. Mic drop. Yes, I said it. Okay, so do you have that? Do you have that now? I mean, this is the evergreen stuff, right? This is the stuff that's always available. And you need both, right? We need to be live launching our courses and we need to have courses and offerings and products available for people to buy right now, because if we don't, we're missing out on making money. Yeah, the topic of today's training, making money in 2025. Okay, so there's lots to learn. Yeah, there's lots to learn. I'm going to be sharing much, much more on all of this inside the Online Yogi. Okay, so I invite all of you to come and join me, right? Come and join me inside the Online Yogi. And it's happening on the 23rd of January. But if you join, you also get as a bonus the 3-day wealth frequency activation. It's more of what I've been sharing with you guys today, right? It's about really embodying the frequency of someone who can hold money, yeah? But please get into the Online Yogi. The price is going to be going up, so make sure you get in there ASAP. I'm really excited about this year and supporting you in your yoga business. Show up, do the work, and it will happen. All right, lots of love. I'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action. –